What if there was a university on the train? An accounting class under the one shady spot at soccer practice? Imagine if every waiting room was actually a classroom.
The doctor will see you now.
What if you could pick the time and the place that works for you, and college would just appear? UMass Global offers 100% online classes, short 8-week courses, and personalized support to help you succeed in college, wherever you are in life. Major in your future. Visit umassglobal.edu to apply.
At Saboba Casino Resort this October, something fun is lurking in the dark.
Thriller Nights.
Win a share of up to $417,000 in cash and prizes. October 28th, you could take a thrill ride in your very own 2023 Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat. Earn entries daily with your Saboba Rewards Card and boogie on down to Thriller Nights. Saboba Casino Resort.
It began with a vision that from the majesty of this land could rise new possibilities. That spark of an idea created something you have to see to believe. Grand and exhilarating, an unparalleled entertainment experience. Today, the only thing missing is you. See for yourself. Saboba Casino Resort.
This is a special edition of Late Night Health. We're going to take a look at something that is literally sweeping not only the United States, but the world. And it's not COVID, it's cannabis. You see, for years, cannabis has been, well, kind of illegal. In the last, 10 or 15 years, the mindset of many people has changed. We're going to talk to Catherine Dickerson. She's the COO, Chief Operating Officer of Cochillin in the Coachella Valley, I guess near Palm Springs, not far from Palm Springs.
Correct, yes.
Right? And we may be interrupted by a bark or two, and that's okay. We allow that. Has the thought of cannabis, marijuana, pot, Mary Jane, whatever you want to call it, has it changed for the good over the last 10 or 15 years, do you think?
I absolutely think it has. People used to call it the devil's lettuce, and my family included, we were a very conservative Christian family. You know, had I brought cannabis home in high school, I would have been, crucified on the front lawn to be made an example of for everyone else. But after doing our own research, we discovered that there are tons of health benefits to this plant, and it's amazing. We're big believers that, this isn't synthetic, so it's not man-made. Cannabis was on this planet before humans, so we just need to see what we can do with this plant and see how we can make society better with medicinal ramifications and implications.
So cannabis predates mankind, so it predates Jesus. And that, which I find fascinating. Was it used at that time? Do you know?
We don't know. We assume it was. I mean, if you date back just, 30, 40 years ago, hemp was actually used, which is a sister plant to cannabis. It has less THC than a cannabis plant. But hemp was used in your great grandmother's or great great grandmother's pantry for pain relief. So there have been remedies and uses of hemp and cannabis for decades. We just have been ingrained in society to think that it's the devil's lettuce, it's bad, it'll make you see dragons and dinosaurs, and that's not necessarily the case.
Beginning of our country in the 1700s, George Washington, Jefferson, and others grew hemp. They used it for rope, for clothing, and for other purposes. And it was one of the major industries at the time.
Absolutely. Right? There are so many uses and applications for hemp specifically. In the park, we're going to do a hotel called the Cochillin Inn, Hotel and Resort. And in that hotel, it's going to utilize hemp as much as possible. So you can make hemp flooring. You can make hemp cotton, as you just mentioned, and that cotton is actually antimicrobial, antifungal, and is resilient to odors, which is fantastic for sheets, obviously, in a hotel, and especially in this environment where people are so concerned about sanitizing everything. Yeah, rope is another one. It's hemp and cannabis are an amazing plant that have a lot of uses that we're just now really diving into and exploring further.
I spoke to a friend of yours, Dr. Robbie, mm-hmm. earlier today before our interview. I didn't know that cannabis was an antioxidant and maybe even a super antioxidant. So that's another mm-hmm. benefit of cannabis. Let's talk about Coachella.
Sure.
What is it exactly?
So we're developing a 160-acre canna business park. It's located in Desert Hot Springs in the Coachella Valley. And in the park, we have 160 acres. We've subdivided the property into 46 parcels. And on those properties, we are assisting, because we also are a construction company, EcoMaster Corporation, separate company. We're helping people build these cannabis facilities for cultivation, extraction, manufacturing, et cetera, in an eco-friendly, sustainable manner. This industry has a notorious, very large carbon footprint, and we're doing our best to reduce that carbon footprint as much as possible. With everything from building materials that are new and innovative, and including old technologies in a new application. So like combined heat power to provide better cooling and heating capacities for their facilities at a fraction of the cost.
One of the things that you and I talked about the other day, which is fascinating to me, is that you're going to be growing this, or your tenants will be growing this as non-GMO. There won't be any pesticides in the 160 acres. And I like that a lot. In fact, in speaking again to Dr. Robbie, who we will have on Late Night Health sometime next week or so, he was telling me that when he got into the industry, the use of fungicides and pesticides was rampant and often could cancel out the medicinal benefits of cannabis.
Absolutely. And that's unfortunate in how that was derived in the industry as a whole, because it was driven underground by the government and regulation and things like that. And that's how people could easily and cost effectively keep things growing in their plants, in their garage grows or underground grows. But now that we're bringing cannabis into the light, we're doing everything in our power to make sure that it's healthy, sustainable, and not going to harm the end user. There's not going to be no issues with like vape cartridges like there were earlier, actually in the end of 2019, the big vape crisis. And a lot of folks were thinking that that was cannabis vapes, and actually was not. It was other vape cartridges as well as non-regulatory approved operators that were selling those cartridges. Right. So cannabis is getting better at being able to be more conscientious about how they are implementing nutrients and anything to fight if they have like mold and things like that. There are organic ways to fight that don't end up putting more chemicals into the plant.
This is Late Night Health, the special edition. Our guest is Catherine Dickerson. She's the COO of Coachella. And I didn't know about the hotel, but I did know about all the different plots where people can come in and grow. There'll be a laboratory, and we'll talk about all the other aspects of Coachella as we continue here on Late Night Health. One of the things that everybody asks is pot legal today?
So that's, yes, in some states it is. In some states it still is actually illegal. They haven't passed any laws to allow it. Actually, in the Coachella Valley here, we actually have a couple cities down here that don't allow cannabis businesses in their city limits. It's only a couple cities down here. But yes, for the large portion of it, many states are adopting and legalizing cannabis. It is federally still illegal.
Will that change? And will it change soon?
I hope so. I predict that the presidential election is going to facilitate a more expedited legalization.
Which we hope will happen, as you said, quickly. I've talked about this, and I think I mentioned this to you. I can't imagine the federal government saying to a cancer patient who knows they're going to die, they're in excruciating pain, if they take morphine, which is a standard drug, they're knocked out. They're incoherent. They don't know who they are. They don't know who their family members are. But my understanding is if they use cannabis under medical guidance, that, you know, the pain goes away, but they still have the brain.
Absolutely. The beautiful thing about THC is actually it is a pain relief. It's an immediate pain relief. A lot of people think that it is only going to cause hallucinations or that's the part that gets you high, but it is also actually the immediate pain relief. The CBD in cannabis is the anti-inflammatory, which allows the healing process to begin by giving it essentially natural Advil that your liver doesn't have to process. Your body is able to uptake it in your endocannabinoid system and process that cannabis and help your body heal. Our bodies are very, very uniquely designed and able, if you give it the right nutrients and then the right things where you eat healthy, exercise, etc., your body will heal itself. You just have to give it all the nutrients that it needs and the tools that it needs to do so.
And what is that saying? Physician, heal thyself.
Exactly.
Right. We mentioned vaping a few moments ago, and vaping is very popular amongst young people. Mm-hmm. Most of the time it is tobacco. It can be used for cannabis. Within the last 2 years, vaping, especially the ones that look like pens, are being frowned upon. A lot of the tobacco industry itself has used it as a gateway to smoking. How do you feel about vaping, and is there any correlation between that and cannabis?
No, there's really actually no correlation. Some scientists have actually termed the coin a terminus drug. Cannabis is a terminus drug, so it actually has the ability to wean you off of other things that you're addicted to by providing you a natural alternative. So cannabis, just like any other substance, can be abused 100%. The wonderful thing about cannabis is you will never OD on cannabis. You might get incredibly high and go for the ride of your life and not feel great for a little bit, but it will go away. You are never going to OD. But I'm a big believer that addictive personalities will abuse whatever they have that they'd like to use.
You can OD on water.
Exactly. If you have an addictive personality and you don't necessarily know what your limits are, I wouldn't recommend vaping because it's very simple. It's very easy. You can take it on the go. But most people don't necessarily abuse cannabis. And I want to make sure that people hear that. And it's not a gateway drug. There is no science or research that has suggested that cannabis is an addictive drug. It's not like nicotine. It's nothing like that. And it's not like alcohol either. Your body naturally processes it. It doesn't go through your liver. It's a completely different animal in and of itself.
Or plant. And it's funny, we're on the same wavelength because I wrote down gateway drug. Listening to old time radio shows, and I've said this on the show before, especially Dragnet, where they'll say that marijuana, or they called it Mary Jane, that it was a gateway drug. And it just never made sense to me. And I guess it's been proven that it's not in study after study after study. But the mindset about cannabis and about CBD has changed. You've already mentioned that your family said marijuana, you know, when you were in high school, they would have killed you. But now they've embraced it. Why? Personal experience?
No, we actually just were big research family. And so my brother said, hey, you know, here are some articles about it. He was the first in our family to do the research on it. He's the genius of the family. And he said, hey, here's some articles. Here's some scientific studies. And he sent us some links to this group in Israel called Breath of Life. And they are actually have been conducting FDA-approved double-blind placebo tests with cannabis for almost 16 or actually probably more than 16 years now.
Wow.
So they actually have, and they said the moment it is federally legalized, they're going to be able to file for cures for 16 of the known 34 scleroses. So that's ALS, MS, Parkinson's, etc. They had a patient that actually had a glioblastoma. So the same, it's the nasty brain cancer that you actually at the end of life have to, they take off the top of your skull so it allows the tumor to grow so you're in less pain and it's not hitting the top of your skull.
Oh my
Basically
God.
A death sentence. They had a patient that they gave this cannabinoid cocktail to, and in the presence of the cannabis, the tumor went into apoptosis, meaning it started killing itself. So it wasn't the cannabis doing it. It just said in the presence of the cannabis, it is essentially re-energized the K cells or the killer cells, which attack foreign objects in your body. And it's just groundbreaking what they're doing.
That is absolutely amazing. And it goes back to what you said, the body can heal itself.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Let's talk more about Cochillin. We've talked about cannabis and the fact that I guess you'll have growers and you have Dr. Rob as a grower, I think, right?
Yes. He's right. One of the largest operators in the park. So we have everyone from cultivations to extraction, operations, manufacturing, packaging, the whole shebang. We wanted it to make it a one-stop shop so that operators didn't have to pay expensive shipping costs to go send their stuff to a lab to get tested, to then go to their distributor to go to the end dispensary or user. So we have a lab facility that we've built or are in the process of building. It's under construction now. It's going to have a 15,000 square foot operation for the third party testing lab, which is not affiliated with anyone in the state of California. They're actually based out of Colorado, excuse me. And what they do is they have storage units. They'll be able to go to those different operations in the park, pull the samples as needed, test them, and then be off to the races. And they're only working within a 4 essentially mile square that the compound is. And it's gonna be fantastic. We're really excited.
Supplements, which is what I would consider cannabis to be,
sure,
more than a drug, right? There are FDA rules and regs. And if if there's a Catherine and Mark vitamin C, as the raw ingredients comes into our facility, it's tested. Mm-hmm. When it's encapsulated, it's tested. And as it's packaged or put in a bottle, it's also tested. Is that the kind of stringent requirements that will be adhered to for the testing?
Absolutely. And we actually take it a whole other level. We want to be able to essentially map the cannabis genome, for lack of a better word, and find out what is exactly in it from soup to nuts so that we can just start collecting data for essentially research opportunities later. We're going to build a large-scale research lab that we are going to open up to UC Davis, UCLA, that's my alma mater, and a couple
go of Bruins.
Go Bruins. And a couple of different other big-scale universities that are looking for avenues to actually be able to research cannabis in an environment where it's actually using the cannabis that is on the market today. Right now, the way the federal regulations are is they're using cannabis that's only grown out of one facility back east, and that cannabis is actually not even on the market today. The strains change as you cultivate them and you make clones and things like that. I don't want to get too detailed into that. Dr. Rob can handle all of that. But the cannabis that they're actually doing testing on right now is actually not what is being consumed by consumers today. So it's already out of date research, but it's being done now. So we're trying to facilitate some changes that allows proper testing to be done on real cannabis that's being consumed now.
Got it. I think they have to use cannabis from University of Missouri?
Mississippi, Ole Miss.
Mississippi. I knew it was an M word. Which makes no sense. Do you know if cannabis is legal in Mississippi?
I don't believe it is right now.
I don't believe it is either.
No.
Where can the cannabis industry go? In other words, what are the projections of acceptance, one, and then use?
I think the sky's the limit, honestly. The medical uses for cannabis and CBD from every age, from young children all the way up to people in their last stage of life, is unbelievable. I foresee essentially Tupperware parties from back in the day turning into like cannabis parties where people are able to actually learn about in like their living room with a whole bunch of friends, learn about the cannabis products and the CBD products that are actually going to benefit them and whatever ailments that plague them. CBD, I believe has unlimited benefits and can be used by anyone and everyone, including animals. I'm a big believer. I give my dog CBD every single day. And they love it. And you can tell when I forgot to give my 17-year-old dog his CBD treat, he moves a little bit slower. So I believe the sky's the limit. And I think as more people understand the plant and get more research and more scientific studies are coming out, I believe that's only going to further help the standardization and normalization of cannabis in society.
Do you want cannabis to be classified as a drug or no, not?
Absolutely not. No. Good. It needs to be descheduled completely.
Yeah. It was downgraded, I think, recently, was it not?
Correct, yes. It's right now, I believe, a Schedule 2. Don't quote me on that one, but it was a Schedule 1 drug.
Yeah. Right, which is the same as morphine and heroin. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense. Thank you.
No, not at all.
Not, right. What was the land, the 160 acres, before you guys bought it? Is it?
It was just raw dirt. It was raw dirt. We've developed it from the ground up. We have built all the infrastructure in and of its right underneath. So we pump water to everyone, local water, as well as our own water well water, as well as RO water. A lot of these cultivators, and I believe Dr. Rob will touch on it, we pipe RO water to them as well because they like to create their own special mix because of the nutrients that they add into the grow cycle. It changes the pH and you just kind of have to mix and play with it. And it's quite scientific and complicated. And most people don't realize that it's not, you plant it, you water it and put it in the sun. It's quite a process.
It's like growing grapes. It's like the wine industry.
Yes. Right? It's complicated. They're needy and they have people there almost 24/7, making sure that everything's going smoothly. There's no issues in the fertigation and irrigation systems. It's amazing. It's quite exciting.
Have some of the family members, the older family members, not the younger ones, mm-hmm. have they experimented with any of the cannabis products to your knowledge?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, ironically, in the desert, so this is a high retirement area. There's the average age is much higher than any other location that's nearby. And I believe, I mean, when I went to dispensaries when they first opened up down here, the average age of the individual going in happened to actually be 55. I didn't see anyone my age going into these dispensaries because, and they went straight to the CBD section and they were talking the ear off of the bud tender saying, hey, I have this, I need this, please help me. And my grandpa, very, very, very against cannabis, and so is my grandma. He finally started opening up and would allow me to give him some topicals because he was having some issues with arthritis in his wrist and it was impacting his golf game. And so I said, Grandpa, try this cream. It'll be great. Just let me know how it is. He goes, oh, it's not going to work. But he put it on and I didn't talk to him for a little bit. And I called him 20 minutes later. I'm like, hey, how's your wrist feeling? And he's like, you know what? I don't know. That's a good thing. I'm not thinking about it. It doesn't hurt. What's going on? And so he's a big fan of it now and believes in the properties of the anti-inflammatory aspect of cannabis. It's phenomenal. My grandma, the same way, she had back surgery. So she puts it on her back and it seems to be really helping.
That is true. And that's CBD, not cannabis.
The CBD creams typically do have a little bit of THC in it because it allows for the immediate pain relief. And what CBD does in your body with your endocannabinoid system, if you have a little bit of THC present, it actually primes your cells to actually receive the CBD in a more efficient manner. And it gives you that immediate pain relief without feeling like you're high.
And CBD, you don't get high. THC, you can feel euphoria.
In some of the, yes, not all THC derivatives, because there's THCA, THCV, THCG, and down the spectrum, not all of them are psychoactive. There's also some that they're discovering and doing some studies on right now that people think, and the stigma is, if you smoke, you're gonna get the munchies. And there's actually a THC derivative that seems to be an appetite suppressant. So they're going to be doing studies for diabetes to see if that could actually be something that could be prescribed to diabetics.
And also for those of us who during COVID-19 may have gained
the COVID-20.
The COVID-20. I like that. I have to remember that. As we
like
wrap
the freshman
up,
15, you know, it's same
thing. I'm sorry, say that again.
It's like the college freshman 15.
Yes, I remember those days. Oh boy, long time ago. And I'm a semi-Bruin, by the way.
Hey, you know, Bruin is a Bruin.
I took a class there. What's the next step for the park, for Coachella?
So because it's 160 acres and we've sold off some of the property to other operators and we're building some other facilities for our own family legacy asset, it's about a 5 to 7 year build out. So it's 160 acres, it's a massive project. It's the size of a small city. But so we're just slowly building out all the facilities. All of our lab facilities are already pre-leased out. We are going through plan check for a couple of the other facilities like our security building, as well as the touring and education facility. That's gonna have a very large component and spin off of a typical dispensary model. We want people to know what they're consuming and have an opportunity to do more research in the dispensary rather than have to go research it at home. So that's how we're designing our dispensary. We're gonna do a brewery as well. That's my little passion project, Coachella Brew House. I've always wanted to make a Cheers bar, so my dad used that as, hey, come work for the project and I'll let you do your brewery. we're also
going
to the hotel. Exactly. And then we're doing the hotel and amphitheater as well. So it's essentially going to be a 420 friendly campus or Disneyland of cannabis, for lack of a better term. We want people to understand cannabis, how it impacts their body, and have a safe place to go where they don't have to commute back and forth from wherever they came.
And how far away from Palm Springs and Desert Hot Springs are you?
So it's just across the freeway, actually, across the street where our project is on the north side of Indian Canyon is actually North Palm Springs. And we're on the south side of Indian Canyon, but just across the freeway is proper Palm Springs.
Gotcha. Not far from Frank Sinatra Drive, no doubt.
Nope.
Right. Listen, we really appreciate your spending some time with us. We've had up throughout the interview a link, a website for the project. And if you would like to, could you give us the verbal website address now?
Sure. If you go to coachillin.com, that's CoachIllin.com. You can take a look at the project, see what we've done. We also post videos to that website as well as our YouTube page that are drone videos of the updates. So you can kind of see, we fly the drone, so you see the buildings coming up, and then we'll transition into the 3D rendering of all the facilities that we have either approved or in plan check right now.
That is terrific. So when people visit that area, especially during the winter time when it's
beautiful and perfect.
Gorgeous and perfect. Not 110 like it is there today, right?
A little toasty.
Yeah, a little toasty. You can actually there'll be entertainment eventually. You can stay on the property and I guess learn more about various forms of CBD and cannabis. Catherine, thank you very much. Will you come back sometime?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. All right. This is a special edition of Late Night Health. Visit us at latenighthealth.com. And of course, on all of the major podcasting networks like iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and much, much more. I'm Mark Allen. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.